Title: Hotels and Hospitality in Cuba, OFAC and Obama Paving the Way. Content: With more flights, relaxing regulations, a historic presidential trip to Cuba, and news of hospitality services expanding into Cuba, the pathway into Cuba for hotels and hospitality companies seems smooth. But businesses should look out for the potential hurdles and compliance risks. Don T. Fret? We can help you welcome your guests. Reserve your room. Regulatory background. Since President Obama announced the intent to improve our country's relationship with Cuba and its people a year and a half ago, several revisions to the sanctions regime have focused on easing restrictions related to travel between the two nations. In February 2016, Cuba and the United States agreed to re-establish commercial air travel between the two countries. According to media reports, this agreement means the potential for 110 daily round-trip flights in and out of Cuba, including 20 daily flights to Havana. Soon after the agreement was announced, major U.S. airlines submitted applications to fly commercial flights to Cuba. Though tourist travel is still prohibited, 12 fairly broad categories of travel are authorized, including family visits, travel for government work, journalism, professional research, humanitarian work and educational activities, and people-to-people educational travel. In mid-March of this year, the U.S. Department of Treasury's Office of Foreign Assets Control, OFAC, again revised the Cuban Asset Control Regulations, CACR, permitting more travel-related transactions. According to OFAC, the steps expand opportunities for economic engagement between the Cuban people and the American business community. The agency announced the changes in preparation for President Obama's historic trip to Cuba. People-to-people educational travel. Previously, the general authorization for educational travel required that trips took place under the sponsorship of an organization and required that a representative from the organization accompany the travelers. The regulations no longer require booking through an authorized organization when going to Cuba under the People-to-People Educational Travel General License. This means that U.S. persons can freely travel to Cuba to engage in educational exchange activities that enhance contact with the Cuban people, support civil society in Cuba, or promote Cubans' independence from their government, as long as they keep records of the travel transactions and full-time schedule of activities. Financial transactions. The regulations enable U.S. banks to process U.S. dollars and travelers' checks from Cuban banks, to conduct U-turn transactions in which Cubans have an interest, and to allow Cuban nationals to open bank accounts to receive payments in the U.S. business presence. In addition, the regulations allow certain carrier and travel services providers to maintain a business presence in Cuba under a general license. This means that travel service providers are authorized to establish and maintain subsidiaries, branches, offices, joint ventures, franchises, and other business relationships with any Cuban national, and enter into all necessary agreements or arrangements with such entity or individual. These changes encourage much more travel between Cuba and the United States, ease restrictions that affect the ability to operate hotels and hospitality services in Cuba, and demonstrate a policy shift in favor of facilitating business, particularly in the travel sector, in Cuba. Checking in, President Obama's historic visit. In late March 2016, President Obama visited Cuba as the first sitting U.S. president to visit Cuba since Calvin Coolidge visited in 1928. Not only was President Obama's visit a diplomatic feat, as he quoted Cuban independence poet José Martí's line, "Cultivo una rosa blanca? Cultivate a white rose," in a live address on Cuban television, but it was also a marked invitation for more American business involvement in the island nation. Notably, Marriott CEO Arne Sorensen accompanied President Obama on his visit. According to media reports, Marriott is pursuing business opportunities to run or develop hotels on the island, and to provide training and opportunities for Cuban nationals to supply hotel needs. Enjoy your stay, a suite of opportunities. As a result of the steady changes in the travel regulations, many hotels and hospitality companies are eager to take advantage of TH.